I met Lopez Lomong in July, just as South Sudan was celebrating its fourth year of independence. What an honor. What a story. At age six, Lopez was abducted from his mother's lap by armed soldiers during a church service in Sudan. He managed to escape by running with four other boys to Kenya. He grew up there in a refugee camp. In 2001, he came to live in the United States with thousands of others known as the Lost Boys of Sudan. Lopez is a two-time Olympian, the flag bearer in 2008, and the author of Running for My Life. He says his heart and much of his family is still in South Sudan.
All my relatives and cousins and everybody, they're still in South Sudan.
Lately, the news is not good. South Sudan is in shambles.
It's difficult. It's difficult, and mostly we are talking about they miss the harvest because they could not be able to prepare their farms because of the conflict currently going on in South Sudan.
When South Sudan became a country, there was a feeling of euphoria.
When my mom first went to the ballot box in 2010 and she chose to be independent and chose to have a country of South Sudan, and she was like so happy, and that was the first time she ever voted. And I saw that, I witnessed that. So there was a lot of hope.
But those hopes have been dashed, especially for children, hungry to go to school and become someone. Their hunger for education is being replaced by hunger for a filling meal. I told Lopez about Abak Dengop, an 11-year-old girl who said the saddest thing I've ever heard a young girl say. My mother died because she ran too slow. Their father had already been killed in the conflict. When soldiers came to their village, everyone scattered. But Abak's mother was sick that day. She couldn't run. She was killed by gunfire. World Vision heard about Abak and her siblings, two brothers and a sister, and reunited them with an uncle. That's something that World Vision is doing in South Sudan, reuniting families who have been dislocated by the conflict or finding extended families for orphans, like Abak and her family.
These are the stories that the world needs to hear, and we need to be able to go save these children. I think they deserve somebody to defend them, to help them, to shelter them, to feed them, to give them medicine and educate them. She will not be able to sustain to feed her brothers and sisters.
We met a family at a nutrition clinic in South Sudan, a mom, her daughter, and her son, who she said was two. Nyani only weighed 15 pounds. He was way too small for a two-year-old. His sister was so afraid he was going to die. She had to lead her mother to the feeding center, holding her brother in her arms. Her mother is blind. She couldn't see anything that was going on as staff members worked to save her child's life. World Vision immediately put the little boy on RUTF, ready-to-use therapeutic food. In 21 days, it can bring a starving child back to life. The mothers bring their children because they need soap, she told me. Imagine having so little that a simple bar of soap would be motivation. A bar of soap. Usually our work is at the village level, training community members to recognize and treat life-threatening diseases. But in South Sudan, there is very little health care at the village level. In some places, there are even no hospitals.
Where my mom lives, there is no hospital there. That's the truth. When they get sick, they have to walk to the nearby, the capital, which is Torit. So people are still dying from malaria in South Sudan.
People are dying. At one hospital we visited, we watched a mother prepare to give birth. Her baby wouldn't come through. Nurses tried their best to deliver, but the baby wouldn't budge. That day, there was no electricity at the hospital. There was no way to perform a C-section. The baby died.
It's just so hard. It makes me feel painful in my heart to see the country, which was so having so much, blessing and so much, a lot of people are just happy to say, okay, I'm South Sudanese right now. Our flag is raising high. And there is just all these little things that they are not connecting. We need those dots to be connected.
There's a way to connect the dots, Lopez told me. It's through people. South Sudanese have a special quality, he says.
Resilient. South Sudan has been in conflict for over 22 years, and it's still there. I think they will never give up. The people of South Sudan, they are very resilient. They will come out of this stronger than ever, and they will build that country, and they will run that country to be one of the best countries in the world.
As a boy, He ran away from the fighting. Now he's running back into the fray.
I ran away from the bad people who want to hurt me. When I came to this country, I realized why I'm running. I was running for something greater. Now I'm here, I'm on the track, representing the country that took me in, give them thanks for what they did. And I'm also running with peace, with joy. I'm no longer running with fear. I want those kids to be able to have that also in South Sudan.